Carl Nathy courtside with the head coach of the Region 8 champs, the Collins Titans head coach, Chris Gaither. Chris, Elliott, you had the most of the first half, but they came back at the end.
Yeah, they're not a team to quit. They were down 5 with 25 seconds to go in the regional semifinal game. They come back, take an overtime, and win the game. So we know they're going to battle. We know they're going to fight. And so we've got to lead the competitive nature of this game.
What do you got to do technically-wise, adjustment-wise in the second half?
We got to work the ball inside out. You know, our size is our advantage. We got to work it inside out. And then I thought the first quarter we dominated on the defensive end. And that's the motto for our team. Let's dominate on the defensive end and get easy points in transition.
All right, Chris, good luck.
Thank you.
Chris Gaither, head coach of Collins. In case you're wondering, the Collins Titans, that school in Shelby County, Region 8, as we said, and named in honor of Kentucky's first woman governor, Martha Lane Collins. All right, it is time now for the Lexington Herald Leader and Kentucky.com Sports Report, brought to you by the Lexington Herald Leader and Kentucky.com, keeping you connected. We take a look at the Collins scoring, led by Nick Forts, 13 points. He's made a couple of three-pointers, and he has 13, 9 points also for Charles Cochran for Collins. For Elliott County, their top scorer, Corbin Spencer, with 10 points. He's made 1 three-pointer. 8 points for Gage Evans. Far as foul trouble, Elliott County does have a player with 3 fouls, Tanner Dickerson, and they have 2 others with 2 apiece, Corbin Spencer and Chase Porter. As for the foul trouble for Collins, 2 fouls apiece for Jacob Feltner, Charles Cochran, and Marcellus Vale. Shooting percentages, 41% from the field for Collins, only 33.3% for Elliott County. Free throws, 7 out of 10 for Collins, 3 out of 7 for Elliott County. 28-25, Collins, you'd think by the stat sheet might be farther ahead, but 28-25, 3-point lead. That's our Lexington Herald Leader at Kentucky.com Sports Report. Now let's go back for second half action, and here is Doug Orme.
The Elliott County Lions will have possession. David Vaughn, John Edelin, Kyle Bottoms, the officials for tonight's game. Elliott County will go right to left here in this half. And Spencer will bring it across. Corbin Spencer on the high right there to Tanner Dickerson. Out front to Chase Porter. He drives left of the lane, pulls up from 10 feet around the rim and in. Good start for Elliott County.
It's kind of obvious at this point the difference of the offense is Elliott County's a lot of move the ball but then one-on-one. Collins is a lot of move the ball and then drive and penetrate and pass out for the shot.
28-27, Collins for the lead and the ball. Turner out front to McKnight, right side to Feltner, out to McKnight at the top of the circle. He looks in for Cochran, can't find him. Now McKnight probing, gets it to Cochran, who comes out to the right elbow and sticks the jumper.
How hard is that to play defense on? You've got a guy who can dominate down the low post, but also step out about 13, 14, 15 feet and knock down the jumper.
And there is his double-double, 11 points and 10 rebounds. He nearly got it in a half. Chase Porter at the top for Elliott County. Works to the right at long range with a lefty dribble. Pass on the left side to Evans. Gage crosses to the free throw line. Spins right to left. Misses the six-footer in the paint. Turner saves it back inbounds to McKnight. He dribbles around Evans. McKnight down the left of the lane. Fires it right side. Feltner up top to Turner. Turner at the high left to Nick Fort. McKnight has not scored tonight, but he does have 5 assists. Orchestrating the attack. There's a pass down low, and Cochran there for the easy layup. Cochran has 13 and 4 in this period, and Collins extends the lead to 32-27. Corbin Spencer right down the lane, had a shot blocked by Turner. They have a jump ball, and the arrow will give it back to Collins.
This quarter starting a lot like that first quarter did for Collins. They seem to be getting up with the kind of increasing that lead. Let's see if Elliott County can respond the way they did in the first, or excuse me, the second quarter. See if they respond a little quicker in this time.
McKnight to Turner at the high right. Down the right side to Feltner. Man-to-man defense by Elliott County. They play off court, although maybe they should not. He has hit a couple of threes tonight. Feltner at the top right. Now right wing to McKnight. They play off him. He's not looking to shoot it. Ford at the left of the circle, in the left corner to Feltner, down low it goes to Cochran, he's there on the low block, puts it in, he can get all he can eat there right now. He's got 15 points and 6 already in the period, 34-27, Collins by 7.
Well, Coach Gaither is saying at halftime their game was going inside and out, and right now that's what they're doing, going inside, inside into Cochran, and he's knocking them down.
There's a foul away from the ball, and it's on Feltner. That'll be his third foul. And the first on the team. Dickerson to inbound, sideline right for Elliott County. The winner of this game will be in the quarterfinals, and it will face the winner of our second game between Cooper and Meade County. That will be heard on many of these stations. Here's Chase Porter at the top of the circle for Elliott County. Turns and spins left to right. Thank God he buried about a 14-footer. And a 30-second timeout being called for by Elliott County right after that basket that cuts the lead down to 5, 34-29 at the 5:25 mark. At the end of the game, we'll name the Kentucky Organ Donors Assist Leader of the Game, brought to you by Kentucky Organ Donors, a partner of Cosair Charities. Right now, the leader in the clubhouse for that honor is McKnight for Collins. He already has handed out 5. Again, he has not scored, has only taken 2 shots, and he's missed a free throw. Does have 2 rebounds.
Spending most of his minutes passing the ball.
And now let's throw it down to Carl Nathy for a bit.
Well, I like the ball boy shirt. The back of it for Elliott County, the smallest school in the tournament, says one town, one school, one family. All together.
That is good. Somebody came up with that there for Elliott County. Nice idea. Here's Dominic Turner, double-teamed in backcourt by Elliott County, and now nearly a throwaway. He advanced the ball with a pass over the midcourt line, and Elliott County knocked it out of bounds. So Collins will have it at midcourt with Turner inbounding to McKnight. McKnight at the top of the circle, at the high left to Fort, now up top to Feltner, left side to Fort, thought about the 3, now to McKnight at the top. He'll fire from the right of the circle. It's spun out of there. Evans with the rebound for Elliott County. His club down 5. Evans fakes right and dribbles left. And Turner says, don't bring that in here. Knocked it out of bounds right into the Elliott County bench.
Yelled loud enough for the microphones to pick up what he said. Not too far from your commentary.
Chase Porter to inbound for Elliott County.
I believe it was give me that.
Porter looking, still looking, has 5 seconds, and he calls a timeout. He couldn't get the ball inbound. And Coach Greg Atkins, a little bit disgusted with that, that they have to use the timeout. We'll step aside. 4:53 to play in the third. Collins 34 and Elliott County 29 on the Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 Network.
When the calendar turns to the month of March, it's not uncommon for Hoops fans to get wrapped up in all the madness. At SJB Sports Legends, we can appreciate that excitement. SJB Sports Legends is family-owned and has been a staple of the Shelby County community for over 20 years. From Letterman jackets, custom screen printing, and embroidery, Sports Legends provides you with great selection, personal customer service, and all of your local sports team's apparel. SJB Sports Legends, where your team is our team.
SJB Sports Legends underwrites WXLN Radio.
Different flavors make the world go around. And now try the flavor of hot honey mustard on the boneless wings meal. Served with crinkle fries, Texas toast, and a 22-ounce drink. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's Chicken Finger Plate Meal. Served with 4, 5, or 6 chicken fingers, crinkle fries, Texas toast, coleslaw, Zax sauce, and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's underwrites WXLN Radio.
Carl Nathy back courtside. We hear in the huddle for Collins talking about going inside out. He said that to start the second half. Cameron Mills, explain to the uninitiated what inside out means.
Simply means the ball goes inside. You hope the defense collapses and it immediately goes back outside for the three-point shot, or at least the catch and the drive. And so that's what they're looking for. It's not necessarily they're not looking for the inside shot. Ball goes in, defense collapses, ball comes back out.
Very good. Sums it up perfectly. Elliott County in possession, down 5, 34-29 during the midway point of the third quarter. Evans with it in the left corner, dribbles out high on the left wing, and now throws out front to Chase Porter. Porter near the UK insignia, now working to the foul line. Into the paint he goes, and Cochran got bumped in the face, but I think he also is going to get called for the foul. That's his third foul as he hit Porter right in the elbow with his nose. Here's Evans with the inbounds to Porter. Chase on the three-point line above the arc now on the left side. Working on Fort. His fadeaway. Good off the window, and he is fouled by Fort.
this offense of Elliott County now doing so much penetration, so much one-on-one and driving, is getting Collins in some foul trouble now. Two players, with three fouls. Feltner and also Cochran with three, Vail with two, and Ford with two.
Porter on the line trying to complete a three-point play, and he does so. He's got 10 points now, and he scored seven here in this quarter. And all of a sudden, the lead trimmed down to two, 34-32. Elliott County's a team that kind of hangs around. Here's McKnight, whips the pass intended for Cochran, and through his hands, he hit it last. It'll come back to Elliott County.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, but that seemed to be, at least to me, the first time Elliott County picked up in full-court pressure. And they got the turnover on the other end by Collins as they just kind of rushed through their offense or rushed through their pressure offense.
Elliott County, remember, won two overtime games, the semifinals and the finals of the regional. Here's a pass on the right wing to Gage Evans. A deep three. It is off the mark, and Feltner with the rebound for Collins. Gives to McKnight, to a trailing Feltner on the right wing. Feltner to the right elbow, out front to Turner, left side, inside the hash mark to Fort, up top to McKnight. Back to Ford, deep on the left wing, comes to the foul line. It's stolen away by Corbin Spencer, one-on-one with Feltner, who let him go, and Spencer scores it. And we are tied at 34.
And Elliott County, again, picking up a little coward's pressure that time. His ball is inbounded, then they get back, but at least trying to force the inbounds pass.
3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Feltner unloads a three from the right side, not there, and it's the rebound to Spencer. Looping pass, batted down by Fort on the right sideline, stolen by Collins. McKnight up with it, hustles to the offensive end, leaves it out for Feltner right side, and now gives to Turner on the right wing. Now they work it around the perimeter, and McKnight with it on the left side. Out high left to Turner, top right to Feltner. Evans watching him. Out of Fort on the right wing. Now to McKnight, right elbow. Delessi fires. It is short, and the rebound pulled down by Austin Porter of Elliott County. Gets it to Chase Porter. Down the left side of the lane, and he lays it in. Chase Porter going to work here in the third quarter. He has scored 9 points, and all of a sudden, Elliott County has the lead, 36-34, and we've got a timeout with 2:48 left in the third quarter. This is the 20th anniversary of the Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 Radio Network. And we'd like to thank some of those who have come along with us over the past two decades, like WSIP and WKYH in Paintsville, a charter member of the network. Our thanks to New Country 98.9 WSIP-FM and Sporting News 600 WKYH-AM. Now we'll go over to Carl Napy.
Did I hear you say WSIP in Paintsville? Well, how about that? 40th anniversary for Doug Orme at the Boys Sweet 16, actually his 41st doing play-by-play. His first was in 1977, a young guy pretty much fresh out of broadcast journalism school at Point Park University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and working alongside, he was the sports director, Doug was, working alongside his news director, who went by Cliff Fell, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Later to become his real name, Cliff Felton, and now you're so well-known in Kentucky Utilities.
Yeah, and it's strange how the careers work, but that's the way it went. He went the sports route, and I went the news, television news, and on into public relations, and 40 years has gone by in very fast order.
How about it, though? You guys working together. Doug always fondly remembers those Paintsville roots. I had minor league baseball back then.
Right, minor league baseball. We used to do football, basketball, and baseball high school, and boy, those were fun years.
Well, you're doing great. Doug's doing great, and thanks, Cliff, for spending some time. We pulled a little surprise on the old guy.
Yeah, we did. Congratulations to him for 40 years, and maybe not 40 more, but a whole lot more.
Yeah, 40 more would be really interesting here. Yeah, that would be quite the same scene and sound. Here is Fort on the right wing for Collins. They're down two now. Turner, baseline right. Out it goes to Feltner, now back to Ford on the near wing. Feltner with it up top, now to McKnight as they work it around against this zone that's causing a little havoc. McKnight, left side, out to Feltner, back to McKnight, he drives it, now to Turner at the foul line, his jumper, not there, followed up by McKnight, no good, but Turner stuck it back, he couldn't get it to go. McKnight with an offensive rebound, throws it up and in off the window.
Hey. Every shot before that had a better chance than the last one than going in. As he's right, you're right. He just kind of caught the ball low and threw it up, hurled it up there off the backboard.
36 all. Late in the third, under 2 minutes to play. Here is Spencer at the top. Now dribbles off to the high left. Hands it back to Chase Porter on the left side. Porter between the circles. L.A. County probing. Here's Porter, pass on the left side to Evans. Fakes left, comes right to the left of the lane. Back out front to Spencer. Minute and a half to play in the third. Spencer aggressively now goes to the goal. And where he is fouled by Dominic Turner, that'll be his first foul.
Elliott County's so good at getting in the lane, not just getting in the lane, but that quick pump fake, drawing the contact.
And that'll get us to our under 3 minute timeout, a minute 30 to play in the third quarter. All even, Elliott County and Collins, 36 apiece, here on the Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 Network.
The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Shelby Christian Church, SJB Sports Legends, The UPS Store, Citizens Union Bank, Kentucky Spiral Hams LLC, Jameson Sales and Rental, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylor's Bill and Shelbyville Pharmacy.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
In the huddle behind Elliott coach Greg Atkins, Elliott County, and he says, when we score, turning on the full court pressure, guys, we need to rebound the ball. He praised his team for a good job of keeping well spaced on the offensive end. We've got a ball game on our hands. 36 all, minute 30 to go, third quarter. Elliott County tied with Collins, Doug Ormay and Cameron Mills.
Elliott County had made only 9 field goals in the first half. They have bumped that up to 14. They are now 5 of 9 from the field in this half, led by Chase Porter, who has 4 of those field goals. And Corbin Spencer has the other, and he hits the first free throw here. Boosts his point total up to 13. Spencer again, good again. 14 for Spencer, and it's 38-36. Elliott County by 2. Turner runs the baseline, gets it into Fort, and back to Dominique Turner. Now gives to Davion McKnight, down the right sideline to Marcellus Vale, who's checked back in for Collins. Out front to Turner, off to Fort at the top left. On the wing, now McKnight handles it, looking cross-court, instead circles back out. Nearing the 1 minute mark, McKnight at the foul line to the left of the lane, left side to Bale for a 3, off the back of the rim, no good. Cochran tips it off to Turner right side, and now gives to Fort. Fort circling back out front. At the top left. McKnight baseline, now pitches it out to Turner at the foul line. Behind him, he flips it to Fort. 48 seconds to play, third quarter. Fort still moving with it. Top of the circle, top left Bale, now to McKnight on the left side. Back out front to Vale. Vale to McKnight on the left wing. McNeil entry, bounce pass, down low to Cochran, and he's clobbered. Chase Porter there, and also Dickerson from the rear. And it's Dickerson who gets called for the foul. That'll be his fourth.
I don't know he's going to get a rebound credit for it, but that time Cochran, who wound up getting the ball and the foul, is going to go to the line for 2, but kept that alive for Collins as he just kind of reached over way out of his plane, was able to just get a fingertip on the ball and knock it to one of his Collins teammates on the offensive rebound.
And Cochran at the free throw line missed the first. Checking in for Elliott County is Gavin Fannin. Cochran adjusting his jersey and uniform shorts.
You got to look good when you're shooting foul shots. When the camera's on you, you know it.
By rule, I think you have to have your shirt tucked in. Here is Cochran again, up and got it. So Cochran, it's 1 out of 2. He's got 16. And that'll get us to our timeout.